everybody. Well, today is our Monday VBS program. And if you're new, we're on Station 1 on Mondays and Wednesdays. And then Friday and Saturday, we're on Station 2. So this is our earliest time slot that we have on Mondays. So the date today, if you need to know what it is May 16, 2016. And naturally, these energies can attach to you, you know, yearly, we'll say. So let's clear this energy off you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So somehow somebody was attached to this particular energy, which would be the date and the month, the day and the year. So typically it's probably the May 16th date, even though we have 16 and 2016 too. May 16th is part of the major thing. So if you did feel a shift, you may want to Google that and see what happened in previous years or decades for the particular day, because you may be hooked into that timeline. Okay, so let's now clear away from you a situation that you're dealing with. And actually, it could be anything. Everybody has their own situations going on. It could even be physical pain. So think of what you want to have released. So another way of stating this is that we're going to take away a program that you are running that's causing you this situation. So here we go, releasing that program from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that feels pretty good. Still yawning, so somebody must be a little deeper in it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, that's feeling better. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next we're going to release some aliens that are around. But I think we'll first bring up the light beams. So here we go. Clearing the light beams, not clearing them, but bringing them up on your monitor screen so they can help clear you, bringing you peace energy. That's all they can give you is peace and put you in the present moment. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now let's release aliens that are maybe inside of you. Maybe they're listening. Maybe they're just outside of your physical awareness here. And they want to leave here because they're trapped here like everything else on this prison planet. So they get a one-way ticket out. And here they go. So releasing them. 1, I'll count to 100. See if your body feels a change. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, yawning again. Wow, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. These are rough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So, I think I'll turn it over to our co-host, Elizabeth. So you're out there with the microphone and headphones on and the VBS radio station booth there?
Yes, I'm here, Ron, and we're ready to go for tonight's show. It's so great that you are with us tonight, as well as all of our wonderful listening audience, and I'd like to just welcome everybody. And thank you all so much for joining us on the Healing Highway. This is our Monday show on VBS Radio Station 1. And it's really a chance for you to ask any questions you might have about the healings, direct any sort of problems or roadblocks you've encountered with doing them, or maybe you've had some success and you'd like to share that in a testimonial, or you've been on one of Ron's many calls that he does, clearing off negative densities and energies from you and all of the different energetic bodies that you are associated with. And you can find out more about that at creationlightship.com, and that is also your home base where you will do all of the healings yourself. It's a very empowering process, and it brings a lot of peace and a lot of new possibilities to your life. So hopefully everybody has that light being image activated. If you're just joining us, you can find that on creationlightship.com. And you can also find links to our chat room where you can ask questions via the Creation Lightship Fast Chat feedback form. And you can also email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So if you haven't, bring up the picture of the light beings. And Ron, that is such a great opening to the show. Thank you so much for clearing all those enslaved aliens. It's kind of a new thing you've been doing, and it really does seem to help. And there's also a link on YouTube where you can play that. It's from one of our previously recorded broadcasts. And I think if you type in Creation Lightship Release Enslaved Aliens, you'll find the link for that on YouTube. And you can use that, you know, if you're at a restaurant or a cafe or you're in a bus station or you are at work. So wherever you are, you can use the healings and provide a better environment for you and everybody around you by clearing all this stuff off of you. So thanks, Ron, again, for that great date clearing as well as the clearing the aliens and also bringing the peace energy with the light being image. So we did have a question about actually water charging, and a couple of people actually had asked about it over the weekend, and people kind of wanted to know more about it, what it could be used for, and we did get a testimonial on water charging, and it was from someone who was having trouble sleeping, and they actually did I think there is a selection here for peaceful sleep water. So they did that, and they said it worked within, you know, a couple of days. They were sleeping soundly and really enjoying their sleep. And so I know we often get questions about that, and it's like actually a really huge part of your website. So maybe we could talk about that for a minute. Make sure everybody has the info on that, the Divine Light Code Water Activation. I know this is something you also do on your calls. You'll activate water for everybody. You'll activate water sometimes on the shows. So back over to you, Ron.
Yeah, so maybe we could read off some of the, I know we got quite a few different possibilities there for water. So you may want to claim where they find it at. I know it's on the left side, I believe.
I can tell people where to find it.
Yeah, how far down is it, and what's above it? So in case
okay.
they.
So if you go to creationlightship.com, and you'll find on the left side, you scroll kind of a ways down. And it's under the heading, it's an orange heading called Personal Divine Activations. And under that heading on the left are three different links. And the links are Personal Water Activation, Personal Object Activation, and Divinely Activated Pictures. So what you would do is click on the Personal Water Activation, and then you'll get a series of steps. And basically, you can charge water for as long as you need it and as much as you need it. So it's only a dollar to do anything from a 4-ounce bottle up to just under a gallon. And anything over 32 ounces to a gallon is $2. You can also get unlimited containers for a week and also for a month. So if you wanted to do it for a month, there's also an option there to select that. So, Ron, how would this work? Like, you would just pick what you wanted and then put the water in front of the light being after you paid for the clearing, and then you just start the countdown timer?
Yeah, you know, that's the easiest way. Some people like to hold it. You know, it's kind of your choice, but either way, it activates it. And then, you know, just make sure that you use it. And then you're good to go. So I think everybody listening probably has had, you know, been on the calls and had water activated. But there's a lot of options there. that we have to, in case you don't know what to do as far as what type of water, you can do quite a bit of it. You know, there's a lot of different,
I'm going to read some of those out. Some of them, Ron, are really interesting. And, you know, feel free to jump in if you want to talk about any of these or what they can do. So the first one is angelic joy drinking water. And then it goes into anxiety release drinking water, body pain release drinking water. Then there's a whole series of chakras. Every single chakra could be cleared. Divine balance. And then divine source energies, 1 through 12. So, Ron, do you want to talk a little bit about the divine source energies and why you would need to charge water with those options, 1 through 12?
Yeah, that's real good. Yeah, because that'll actually put the energy right into your body. You know, we do have the, CTR radio, we have a link there where you could, one of the programs where you could do the 12 source energies, but the water will actually, I won't say it's better, but it goes into your body easier, maybe quicker and longer. If you wanted to get the water, so you could give it a try. But both ways will work. Just that getting it into your cells more would probably be a little more beneficial than to just listening to the link and having it come into you. So I would think the water charging would be just slightly maybe better, but I really can't say that because they both work. But naturally, you know, you're drinking water, so you'd probably be able to sense more energy is happening with you than it would be just listening to my voice talking about bringing the energy into you. But yeah, everybody normally is at some point maybe lacking, or that energy got diluted, or it got misplaced or stolen by the aliens. So when you go in and do that, then all of a sudden, you know, the energy that created you are with you. And you're made up of these 12 source energies. So some people do feel a slight shift in their body because all of a sudden now it's kind of put back online again, where before maybe it was still with you but covered up, like you lost part of it, so you do feel better. So that's kind of how I would sort of present that. You might try it and just see how it works for you.
Okay, that's great. And also, we did get a question about this. Funny. We're talking about this because someone wrote in and they said that they had food poisoning over the weekend and their stomach is still very not feeling well. So I just checked this. In the Divine Water Activation drop-down box, you actually have a clearing, Ron, for food poisoning clearing drinking water.
Oh. Very good.
So would you recommend that to this person who has the stomach, upset stomach?
Yeah, that'd be good. So you should all look at the drop-down box and see what's there.
I just saw this tonight, and I've been, you know, doing clearings for a long time.
Yeah.
But that's what's so interesting about the show is that, you know, people write in with these questions, and it's always helpful because the website is so comprehensive and so effective. A lot of the times you learn things just by reading other people's questions, and the other listeners can say, oh, yeah, I had a similar experience, and maybe that would help me. So it really is helpful. There's also an emergency first aid drinking water, energy boosting drinking water, facial beauty, fluid joint drinking water, hair misting water, hormone balancing drinking water, heart opening, heavy metal detoxification, immune system, internal body, intestine clearing, basically anything that could be going on with you. And then if you just have something that isn't listed here, there's life force energy drinking water, and there's 10 different versions of that. And also menstrual cycle, which is great. I never knew about that one. I should probably try that one for, you know, all the ladies out there that are dealing with maybe PMS or feel like they're getting abducted by aliens every month because they have to deal with this, this cycle. So I know in the past we've gotten questions about that. Maybe that would be a good one to try for everybody. And then mouthwash water, which is something that Ron does a lot of on the calls as well as the shows, and oxygenated drinking water. Oh, and then peaceful sleep drinking water, which is, I think, what that other listener had written in about, is what she used. I think in her situation, she had been taking medication maybe to help her sleep, and she wanted to get off of it because it was like kind of upsetting her body. So she was doing peaceful sleep drinking water and said that that really helped. Release of mind control drinking water, skin beauty misting water, and skin infection damage misting water. And I actually did this one myself one night, and I had both my arms were covered with mosquito bites, and it really helped relieve that itching feeling the very next day. It was like really helpful. So that I have personally used and really recommend that one too. So it seems like all of these are very extensive as well as specific to many different types of situations that might make you feel uncomfortable. And someone just wrote in on the questions and said, I can see how this is beneficial. Can put certain things into it on the list that today you listed on the air. And actually, you could, yes, you could. There is a customized box. If there is something on the list, if there's something not on the list that you would like to have the water energized for, you can put that in the custom request box. This is a great healing for the value. I mean, I think unlimited containers for a week is only like $20. So you could have divine activated water for the entire week. And Ron, would you be able to do, like, say you wanted to do, like if you did 7 days, could you do like 1 gallon on Monday for like angelic joy, and then the next day you could like do another one for foot bath if you wanted to do it that way? Would that be possible?
Yeah, you could change them, yes. But remember, when you do a water container, it'll last for 1 day. So just know that that's how it's set up. So you have 1 day usage on it.
Okay, and also you don't want to add anything to the water, right?
That's correct, yeah. And you don't want to think that you can let's just say that you got your water and, you drank half of it, we'll say, during the day, and now, you know that you're not going to be needing it the next day because you'll be doing another water charge when you wake up, we'll say. So you could take that water that's left over and maybe put it in your bathtub or something, or, put it on your body, because it will still have a healing benefits, even though it may not be exactly, what you specified the water for. So, but it will help you because it will bring peace to you. So I know a lot of people who I was talking with, some of the experts, they go, Ron, I have a small apartment. There's no bathtub. All I have is the shower. And, how do I use it? Well, you can put on a cloth or just get a foot bath, put it into a foot bath and put your feet in it.
Or you could get a plastic swimming pool.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Or like one of those big tubs, like a plastic tub.
And you could even probably use it, I'm thinking here to work for pets and animals too. So, if your dog or cat needs a bath, you could, get the water for them too.
And yeah, it's all about being creative. Ron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So somebody else said about the water charging, that for that, I guess there's like a latest mosquito-borne virus going around, and somebody wrote in that the water charging would be useful for bites, stings as well, and probably the nano detox clearing. So that could also be something that could be addressed with the alien attack page, right? If it's like a bite and stings, because I think you have that under the alien attack removal.
Yes, the hide is there also. Yes,
Yeah, and I don't think you have to wait. Would now here's an interesting question. Like, if you're hearing about this in the news or whatever, or, I don't know, somebody you know has it and you don't have it, would you want to do that clearing even though you haven't been bitten? Or would that be like trying to prevent something, or would that be hooking you up to the timeline? Like, would that be advisable to do?
No, I would not do a clearing if you aren't in contact with it, okay? Because remember, you're not on that timeline yet. You may have heard about something which could put you on the timeline, but you know, you don't want to do a clearing to get off that timeline because you may not even be on it. You know, so
a really good point.
You know, you don't want to do anything that's preventative, let's put it that way, because that's going to, you know, alert the aliens that, you know, you're afraid of something in a sense, and that could, you know, cause a problem to where you on that timeline. So, you know, you only want to do stuff after you know that you're typically on or having a situation going on, and then start doing the clearings for that. Because remember, if you don't know about anything, then you're not going to be on the timeline. And what puts you on it is once you know about it. So once you start fretting about it and you go, oh, I could be on this timeline, well, then possibly you would be put on it because now you're worrying about it, maybe because you have fear about something. And automatically that will go into your DNA and bring up all that fear, and so now you're going to be on that timeline. It's kind of like, in a sense, we'll just say that you're 30 years of age and you go, boy, I better do some death barcodes here because I'm going to be dying someday. Well, yeah, maybe you're not planning to die until you're 70 or 80, you know, but now you start saying, well, I think I got like 50 barcodes, you know. Well, you may not even have those, but you're trying to clear them off. It's not going to really do any good because all that's going to be on you is, you know, what you have on yourself. Maybe you only have two or three of them. But as you keep doing it more, that's not going to do any good and just be wasting your time. Plus, now you're worrying about dying, okay? So don't get into that, you know, because as you start thinking more and more, yeah, they could come to you and say, oh, this person has the fear of dying, so now we better create situations where they have a close call or something. You don't want to, you know, rattle that tree, you know, wave that flag, wear the T-shirt. So, you know, you don't want to do anything that's really preventative because you're not in contact with it yet. So that's, you know, a way to look at it. And, you know, if you do feel like you're attached to it, then by all means, you know, do the clearings because you're attached. But don't do something because you want to have preventative maintenance on it or whatever, because that will bring you into where you don't want to be. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I would probably think that if you heard about something or read about something, the thing that you would want to do is to do that media cording release clearing.
Very good, yes.
So you can get off of that timeline so you don't keep hearing about it and the potential isn't there for them to take you down into that portal of fear. And that the actual name of that clearing, the official name, is the Media News Event Trauma Removal. It's only $20. And you can find that if you type in media into the search for a healing box. On the left-hand side, it's right at the top of creationlightship.com. So, Ron, somebody else was asking, getting back to the water charging, they're wondering if they can do themselves what you do for, like, filling the bathtub or the shower, like you do on the intensive calls that you do every month.
You have to probably get on and do the clearing that's on the website, and then, you know, that will work for you. That way, yes, but that's what that clearing is for, you know, on the website. As far as trying to command the energy to give you, like, peaceful water or whatever, that you can't do it because you're still in mind energy. So you want to go onto the website, maybe pay the dollar, and then do that for your bathtub, you know, or whatever, you know, what you want to do, or foot bath or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering here because it's like it's kind of broken down per container. But if you had like a gallon of water and you just charged it for foot bath water, you could do it that way.
Yes, uh-huh. That's correct.
But I don't know about like an entire bathtub.
Yeah, you could put the water in there.
And oh, you could just put add it to the water that you've... Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
You could do like a gallon for whatever, you know, you want and then just add it to your bath water.
Uh-huh. That's
okay.
Correct, yeah.
That's a great solution. Okay. So somebody else is asking about object activations. And I guess this is kind of related to the water charging because it is a, I think what they're asking is about the personal divine activations. And they're asking how long do the charges on the object activations last?
Well, once you do it, it should be good to go unless something happens to it. So let's see, how would I describe this? So let's just say that you have, you want to clear a ring. So you clear a ring that maybe you got from your grandmother and now you're wearing the ring. It should be cleared, you know, for a long time, but is the ring going to pick up your energy on it? Naturally, it probably will at some point. And then do you want to re-clear it to get it neutralized again? If you have just something that, we'll say you have a crystal cluster. You went out and you bought a nice, you know, maybe geode or something or amethyst, you know, crystal cluster, and you have it on your dresser and you like looking at it. Well, if you don't physically touch it and no one else looks at it to tell you how nice it looks, it'll be activated for a long time. Might be forever. But if somebody work with it, then you're changing the energy on it because you're imprinting it with something. If you don't imprint it, it should be good. So that's kind of how I would kind of, you know, maybe express that. So if you don't touch it, once you touch it, it's going to change the frequency on it because it'll take your stuff. Everybody knows that crystals, you know, can hold energy, you know. But, you know, basically your computer has crystals in it, you know, and that's how you have the memory and things like that. So just making it very, very simple, that's what they use for, is to hold things. So, you know, if you don't imprint it, it'll stay neutral. You want it to be neutral to give you peace. So back to you.
Yeah.
If you bought something from a practitioner, we'll say someplace, store, and you saw 50 people touching this thing, well, then it's going to have 50 different energies on it, and you may not like that, but it may look nice to you, but you pick it up and you go, man, this thing hurts my hand, you know? Well, it's because it's imprinted with all this stuff, but you want to buy it so you can discharge it, you know? And like I tell people, if you have a lot of things, too, you can make it neutralize just by putting water on it. But some things, you know, might be harder to do, so the object clearing, throwing a dollar would help you out with that. You know, you're not going to take your purse that you have, you know, and you know, put it in the bathtub, you know, where maybe a crystal or a ring or something like that, and a smaller necklace, you could do it that way. But you may want to have it have some energy to help you. So that's why you would also probably go on there to, you know, give you some type of energy that you want to have brought to you. So back to you.
Yeah, and also, like, I know sometimes when you go into a store that has a lot of that type of stuff in it, the energy is very, very dense. So I would recommend doing that object clearing on anything like that that you're going to bring into your personal space, because a lot of that stuff does affect you. So, and especially if it's a shop with, like, crystals and stuff and everyone's walking around touching them. And also animals. And we did actually get a question about animals, and I think this listener is just kind of putting this out there to our listening audience as well as to you, Ron. And she's kind of asking this for the new listeners, and wondering what whole life clearings you can do on your animal for free. Like, I know a lot of the times if you do a whole lifetime clearing, sometimes animals are included in that. So I'm wondering if, Ron, if you know any off the top of your head, or if maybe some other listeners have done animal clearings, maybe they could write in and we could read about it on the next show.
What I do for pets and animals is probably the major issues that people have. So animals could have something with fear. You might have a dog that doesn't like people too much. Maybe that's anxiety. Maybe trauma, emotional, issues. Could have mental issues. It could have just very similar issues to people. But animals clear much easier than people because they're more in the moment, but they still can take on stuff. Maybe, you got a rescue animal and, it's maybe afraid. You pick a stick up or something or whatever, and it runs away, because it was beaten. Well, we'll do a clearing for something that would help the animal, Maybe it's fear. Maybe it could be a pain clearing. Maybe it sees a stick and knows that it's going to get pain by being beaten. So, you'll do those. And if you do the clearing for yourself, you probably have, at least a few to half a dozen whole lifetime clearings under your belt, and you feel pretty good, then, you can do those clearings that you've done for yourself for free for your animal, or pet. But if not, if your dog is, say 5 years old and, it's 5 years and you had it for a couple of years and you want to clean it out, then just go in and, stay for 5 years on your pet or animal and clear the dog out, So that's real beneficial. But typically, whatever you've done yourself, you can do for your pets and animals.
Yeah, and it usually doesn't take that long to do either.
Yeah, and if you go on the calls that we have, they're invited up for free too. When you go on the calls that we have, the conference calls. I'll tell you a story. A long time ago, I think I was doing a 4-hour call or something like that, or a 2-hour call. This is probably in, maybe 06, 07, I'm guessing. But somebody's on the call, and they have a ranch somewhere. The husband came in and said, the horses are looking very good. It can't see. So after, and this is, I think, on a Saturday or Sunday. And he was trying to figure out, after he shot the horse, where they could, who would pick the horse up, And so he went out to see the horse, and the horse couldn't see very well. So he's gonna, get his gun and shoot it. And during the call, as we had, the lady brought the horse up. The horse also had its eyes fixed. So he goes out to see the horse, and I think the horse could see fine. And he thought, gee, what's going on here? I'm pretty sure it was eyesight. I could be wrong. Maybe it had something with its... Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was eyes. Unless it was something with, a hook or something, but I'm pretty sure it was eyes. This is a long time ago. But anyway, that's what happened. The horse got fixed. And so the guy came back in, and her husband said, yeah, I don't know what I saw, but, I thought it had this, but it's fine. And, maybe I made a mistake or something. Glad I didn't, shoot and kill the horse, But his concern, what's he going to do with this horse in the pasture dead, Have to get it removed, But anyway, one of those things. But that's what happened when they took the horse up on, or she took it up on the call. He didn't know anything about what was going on. She just commented what happened. That's why I basically didn't have very many men on the calls. Probably 1%. If I was lucky, they have one man out of 100 women,
Wow.
So that's the way it started off, So anyway, so back to you.
Really interesting, Ron. And also, I just wanted to say again that any whole lifetime clearing you get for yourself can also be used for your pets. And if you, as Ron said, if you do come on the calls, the weekly calls or the monthly calls, and you can find more about all the calls on the very top of creationlightship.com for all the different dates for the month. Ron always brings up the flowers, trees, pets, garden, and plants that are around you. And he also does that on the Saturday BBS evening live on the Lightship show. So actually this past Saturday was really great because my plants really needed it. They're all kind of coming off of the winter, so it's very helpful for that. And I know a lot of people have cleared different animals, and we've received testimonials about a lot of different situations where the animal clearings have really made a difference in the animal's behavior as well as their peacefulness and states of kind of, I guess, well-being. So moving on to some other questions we've just received, Ron, here in the email. Someone's writing in that their partner has done many clearings but still experiences anger. And I guess this is when he doesn't get his way. And they're asking, what do you recommend?
Boy, that sounds more like entities to me than anything. Maybe he's on an entity timeline or something, you know, with anger, and the entities come in because he's on that timeline. Some of those things are hard to say what to do. But typically, anything that's obsessive or pulse, you know, excessive compulsion would be entities.
Yeah, or the person is like seemingly not in control of their actions. That would also indicate entities, like if they just get angry for no reason.
That's what I would say, yeah. It's probably entities hopping into the body, yes.
Okay.
And, you know, it could be, you know, maybe there's something that gets triggered in the person to bring up entities.
Hmm.
That could be also be it, you know? So you could have stuff going on where, you know, you're walking someplace or you see something, you know. If you're watching TV and you get upset, well, that would be timelines, you know, that's causing that, and that's bringing entities because it's changing your thought pattern. Remember, your mind is supposed to be quiet, okay? So let's kind of start up with this here, the way to look at it. You should be able to not think of anything at all, period. You know, whatever you're doing, you should have no thoughts. Now, if you do have thoughts, that's putting you on timelines. So you should have a quiet mind. If you're quiet, if your mind is quiet, then most of your problems that you're dealing with should just vanish completely. When you start thinking, then that's going to put you on timeline, and one thought will connect to the next, and then you're running a movie inside of your head, because you're running all this mind energy, and that puts you on timelines that you may not even want to be on. So that's the way the mind works. So you're really trapped inside of your mind. Your mind's controlling you because of all the thoughts that you're having, and they're coming forward, you know, in your mind for you to have this experience of going somewhere on timelines. Another way of stating that would be, that's what meditation normally is. You have a guided meditation to go on timelines, to go out there in the beyondo, or somewhere inside of your head where that film footage is. And now you're experiencing that. And that's what you don't want to have. So if you are sitting to doing nothing, just looking out in space, maybe at the trees or whatever you're seeing, or cars driving by, like in the shopping center, you really shouldn't be having any thoughts. So if you go, wow, I got this thought coming in. Well, where did it come from? Who pushed that button to play that thought? Who took you from pause to play? And why did you have that thought? Did you want to have that thought? Probably not. But now you have that thought. That thought connects to another thought. And now maybe from there you go into anxiety because you're now going into stuff that the aliens want you to experience. And now you're experiencing it without you even wanting to. Much like watching the clock in your car, digital clock, not knowing what time it is, not even caring, but yet you look at it and you go, wow, it's 11:11 again or something, you know? And you go, why did I see that? Well, they're controlling energy to capture you onto a timeline, and that's their confirmation that they have you hooked up. So you really should have no thoughts. You should wake up in the morning, have no thoughts whatsoever, and then from there you're going to start running maybe an automatic pattern that your body has. And, you know, maybe you want to get up and have whatever you have for breakfast. And then from there, it should all be automatic for you. You know, do you really think if you're having an egg in the morning? Then just think about it. So you get up and, you know, you want to eat, so you go to the refrigerator. Are you really thinking, consciously thinking on how to open the door of the refrigerator? No, it's an automatic pattern. And you pull out the carton of eggs, and you get a couple of eggs or whatever, and whatever you do with them happens. You know, if you crack them, maybe you hard-boil them or whatever, but that's all automatic. Are you really thinking on how much water to put in that pan or how to crack the egg? No. It's a learned behavior. You're not really thinking about it. Are you thinking about how you hold the fork and how you eat the egg? No. So these are just automatic things. Now, if you start thinking about it, and you go, wow, do I need to put a whole bunch of salt, or how much pepper do I put on here? Do I do one or two shakes? Now they got you on a timeline, okay? And so that's the way you can tell the difference. Hopefully that's helpful, people, because you really shouldn't be thinking of anything. Just enjoying life. Then when you want to be creative, then you have your body be creative, and you do what you want to do that's creative. Back to you.
Yeah, that's so great, Ron, and it's such a great reminder, and it's so wonderful to hear that. And it also kind of brought up a lot of thoughts for me. And also, we did have a listener question, which I guess kind of relates to this, because this person was asking about how do they stop using their phone so much. And at first, I was kind of like, turn it off or put it down. But I'm wondering if it's some kind of like an addiction thing or a mind looping thing, or, you know, some kind of like you said again, like entity thing that's going on there. If you feel like you're addicted to your smartphone.
Yeah. And what's happening to you, you know, you're holding the phone in your hand. Typically, I would guess that, unless you put it on a table. And if you're using your phone a lot, then that to me would mean, and I could be wrong, but it would mean that you're probably texting. You know, otherwise, you know, you'd be calling people. So if you're calling people, then what are you talking to them about? It's some kind of mind program. You have to create something to think about, you know, to talk about something. If you call somebody, really, you know, they're going to say, hello, and what are you going to be talking about? What would you talk about? For me, you know, you call them because you have a reason to call them, but if you're just strictly doing something because it's, you know, you want to talk to somebody, then you're going to be talking about timelines. And then you're putting them on timelines. Or maybe, you know, people are calling you because they want to share their timeline with you. That's even worse. Now they're infecting you. So that's kind of another way of looking at it. But if you're texting, you know, then, or you're getting energetic hits from your phone making you text as you start pushing the buttons down on your phone, you know? So that's another way of looking at it. What's the phone doing to you? Because it's probably doing psychic attacks on your body.
And yeah, Ron, and also, is it a mind problem or a body problem? Like, where's the problem?
Yes, uh-huh.
So you'd have to figure that out.
Yep, that's correct.
And it's also a communication device. So, you know, what are you communicating with, or who's trying to communicate with you, and how is that affecting you, mind, body, or both?
yeah, what's it doing to you? You know, I'm watching this lady with a phone in her ear, and she's talking and looking all around. Maybe she's trying to find somebody, but, you know, doing two things at once, I guess. But it's kind of weird to watch people, especially if they have a thing in their ear, you know, they're just talking, you know. And at first, before you realize that, yeah, there's Bluetooth and different things, you know, man, this person, you know, do they have all their cups in the cupboard, you know? They're just talking to themselves, you know?
Yeah. I remember, like, when cell phones first came out, that was really weird because you didn't really know. Like, the technology was so new, you would just see that, and it would be like, what is that person doing?
Yep, that's true.
So I just, Ron, unless you have anything else to say about that, I'd like to make a couple of announcements. The last day for enlistments is on tomorrow's conference call. So that's the weekly Tuesday call. Ron will be doing enlistments for the time-traveling soldiers. And if you would like to do that, then I guess, Ron, people should just sign up for the Tuesday call.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I'll be the last call. This is for the Earth Defense time-traveling soldiers to keep the aliens up here. So it worked really well. I had this morning I had a deal with a race who wanted to come in. I'll just talk about that briefly here. Took me about an hour. So on this planet, you probably have heard about the really large skeletons that they're finding. Maybe these people who lived here were, maybe 20, 30 feet tall, typically something like that. And they find all these skeletons, and they go, wow. So that race came, and they wanted to pick up their energy from the bones or even the bones themselves. So I don't know how they're going to do this, but anyway, that's what they wanted to collect. The relatives, we'll say, the bones of their relatives, it all stores information. So they couldn't get past the defense fleet. So we're out there. You can't come past there. There's a line, you know. To go past it, you're terminated. So I had to find out what they wanted. It took an hour to finally be able to communicate with them, and they just wanted to come here and salvage and pick up, we'll say, all the bones of their ancestors. So I said, yeah, you can come in and get that. So that's what's happening now. It might even be done. I don't know. But that's what they wanted to do. So the soldiers were holding the perimeter here so nothing would come in here. So that was very interesting. So anyway, I'll just turn it back over to you. Back to you.
Yeah, that is pretty fascinating. And also could be the reason why there were so many. It seems like we were getting a lot of emails about, I completely didn't read this at the beginning of the show, but a lot of emails about weird weather back east over the past couple of days. And it felt like the timelines were really kind of mixed up. And the weather was feeling kind of very up and down, like it couldn't decide whether it wanted to go to spring or winter. So that may kind of explain some of that. And I know a lot of people have been running Gray Skies, which is a free healing that Ron offers, the Gray Skies Timeline Crash. And you can find that under the healing login under free healings on the drop-down box. It's a very effective clearing. And also wanted to add, before, Ron, when you were talking about ideally you want to be at peace and you want to be out of your mind, the easiest way to do that is to do the mind-to-heart drop yourself every day whenever you need to. And Ron always does that at the close of the show. So if you don't know what that is, we'll be doing it before we wrap up here. And I also wanted to say just a couple more, there's a couple more calls coming up. And just to clarify, the next alien android hardware removal call is Saturday, May 21st at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's cost $30, and you can just do a $30 PayPal donation on the Creation Lightship website and then email Ron with your PayPal receipt number to get the call-in number for that. And that's there was some confusion about what that call was, and it is the Alien Android Hardware Removal Call Saturday, May 21st, 10 a.m. Pacific. And Ron also announced last Friday that he will be offering, again, the shackles and enslavement removal, and that is also $30 via PayPal donation on creationlightship.com, and that's the shackle enslavement removal. That is scheduled for Saturday, May 28th at 10 a.m. as well. So there's new conference calls in May, and there is going to also be a body organ restoration call scheduled for June, and that's going to be Monday, June 27th, following the BBS program. So around 5:15 Pacific Standard, and that one will be $50. And, of course, we will continue to announce and remind you all of the upcoming calls. So two in May, 21st and the 28th. So mark your calendars, and we receive so many positive testimonials from listeners about these calls, and they really seem to help people. So it is really cool that you're offering them, Ron.
Yeah, the body one, I just couldn't do it. It have, just a lot of alien battles going on, and it takes a lot of energy for the last call that I'm doing, more than the other ones, so I just couldn't pull it off. I wanted to do it, in fact, it's probably a year since we did it. So anyway, I guess that's probably about it. So I'll just talk about the calls, the weekly call. So Tuesday is for energetic cording, people who cord your body. The one on Wednesday, we do the water charging, and you get 1 week of water and about a half an hour of lightship healing with that. And then from there, the Thursday call is getting rid of the alien replicas that are causing your problem, in a sense, because they come in, and we get rid of those replicas of you. And you just pick normally one specific situation that you're dealing with. And then from there, the call that we have on Fridays is energetic cordings. And people cord you. So that can give you a lot of problems. Entities. Entities are they also cord you, but the entities are what people give you and bring you, and your thought patterns get entities, and it just goes on and on and on. But entities you want to get rid of. That's what's basically here is people change your personalities and things, and that normally is entities. Like we were talking about earlier, why do you have certain thoughts? Why do you have certain behaviors? Well, that's entities using your physical body to do what they would like to do. And that deals with addictions. So let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody. So this you could do, should be doing, a couple times a day minimum, half a dozen times. You can do it whenever you choose to. It just takes 20 seconds, but you have to either whisper it or say it out loud. Either way, it doesn't matter how loud you say it, just so your body can hear you. So here we go. We'll say it together. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. It's that simple. So, okay, now we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to move the energy, to command your spirit to work for you, to get rid of those thoughts. And the thoughts aren't going to go there by themselves. They want to keep torturing you. So your spirit takes them away. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Wonderful. So you should be at peace now. If you want to ever have peace, do this. Tell your friends about it. Tell the whole world. It'll be a peaceful planet then. Keep doing this. So thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes there. Thank you, listeners. And we'll hopefully see you on the call tomorrow, which is Tuesday. If not, we have a BBS program at 7 o'clock, Wednesday, it'd be 7 o'clock Pacific, and hopefully we'll see you there. Bye, everyone. Blessings.